Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholeno with the evening news. The headlines. Union Minister J.P. Nadda reaffirms commitment to strengthen public health institutions. Union Minister Anupriya Patil says India has entered into new era of public health. Election Commission to address issue of duplicate epic numbers within next 3 months. And second part of budget session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the commitment to ensure health for all and strengthen public health institutions of the country. He was virtually addressing the 48th annual day celebration of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare, NIHFW, in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda said that NIHFW is the front runner in conducting training, research and capacity building activities for public health professionals in the country, highlighting the importance of the National Cold Chain and Vaccine Management Resource Center in the institute. Mr. Nadda said that the center is being upgraded into an international center for excellence. The minister said that this expansion is a testament to India's leadership in immunization and supply chains, not just within the country but also globally. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patil said India has entered into new era of public health and the government is focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Addressing the 48th annual day celebrations of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today, she said the government is making healthcare accessible and affordable to the people. She said the government is strengthening primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services in the country. She also said the number of medical colleges in the country has increased by 101% from 380 in 2014 to 787 in 2024. The union minister added that the number of AIIMS has also increased from 6 to 22 across the country.
India has entered into a new era of public health, where, guided by our National Health Policy 2017, we are focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Schemes like Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Jan Arogya Yojana and the Ayushman Arogya Mandir, we are trying to strengthen our primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services for the citizens of this country.
The Election Commission has informed that it would address the decades-long issue of duplicate epic numbers within the next 3 months. In a press note, the Commission said annual special summary revision exercise was conducted every year for updating of electoral rolls. With regard to the issue of duplicate epic numbers, it said an elector who is linked to the electoral roll of a particular polling station can cast his vote at that polling station only and nowhere else. The poll authority said the issue of allotment of duplicate numbers due to incorrect series across states and union territories could not have been detected as they were independently managing the electoral roll databases. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till 4th April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Akashvani correspondent reports that during the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Veteran journalist from Nagaland, Monalisa Chankija, called on women in the state and across the globe to support each other while continuing to break the silence that has traditionally confined them. She highlighted the importance of solidarity among women, emphasizing the need to create a future where women's voices are no longer silenced, whether politically, socially or culturally. Ms. Chankija said this while accepting the Nagaland State Commission for Women Excellence Award 2025 conferred on the occasion of International Women's Day yesterday in recognition of her outstanding contribution and achievement in the field of journalism.
It takes a village to bring up a child. We have indeed shouldered our responsibilities to be that village. But we need to aspire, inspire, and steering towards excellence. A woman's work is never done, but thankfully, women are always up to the occasion, and our work gets lighter and easier when we uphold each other every minute of our endeavor, not just on special occasions.
Underscoring the struggles women have faced over the years, Ms. Chankija said women have consistently risen above adversity and made significant contributions to society. She reflected on the silence imposed on women in various aspects of life, particularly in a society where they are often expected to be seen but not heard. Ms. Chankija stressed that women themselves must take the lead in breaking free from the shackles of the silence by strengthening their constitutional right to freedom of speech and expression. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that, apart from being extremely useful for women, artificial intelligence, AI, is also helpful in creating new opportunities. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article on a social media post written by Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, on the role of AI in empowering women. In a social media post, Ms. Thakur said, with the resolve of a developed India by 2047, the Prime Minister is working towards making India a strong and self-reliant nation in which the equal participation of women is crucial. She added that AI can not only create new opportunities for women, but also enable them to play a decisive role in society. Extra Assistant Commissioner of Dimapur District, Lizathang Kikon, has called upon the students to incorporate different skills to achieve a sustainable livelihood. Addressing the two-day program titled EduConnect Career Sensitivity Program, which commenced at Christian Higher Secondary School in Dimapur yesterday, Mr. Kikon asserted that merely attaining a degree is insufficient for a person to keep up a livelihood, emphasizing that having the right guidance and approaches is essential for choosing the right career for oneself. He informed that the program is solely for generating awareness where the attendees will be exposed to many different fields to explore their preferences. Under Secretary of Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, Aiden, Ai Chang San said that in today's fast-changing world, the right career path requires clarity, exposure, and guidance. He said, in this regard, EduConnect has taken an initiative for students to equip them with knowledge and confidence to prepare for the next stage of their life. Mr. Changsun added that the purpose of this program is to bridge the gap between education and career choices, helping the students to make an informed decision so that they can choose the right career. And Nagaland State Legal Services Authorities, NSLSA, has informed that a total of 291 matters and disputes were settled and disposed of out of 427 cases which were taken up during the first quarterly National Lok Adalat held yesterday. A press release from NSLSA stated that 11 seating benches were set up by the District Legal Services Authorities across the districts in the district court premises. It said the total amount involved in the settlement was 3,87,35,490 rupees. The release stated that matters taken up were mostly at pre-litigation and pending stage, which included bank recovery cases, loan, telephone bills, and motor accident claims tribunal cases. It added that the decisions arrived at by the presiding officers, consisting of a judicial officer and conciliators, along with both parties, were amicably settled. To end the news, the headlines here again. Union Minister J.P. Nadda reaffirms commitment to strengthen public health institutions. Union Minister Anupriya Patil says India has entered into new era of public health. Election Commission to address issue of duplicate EPIC numbers within next 3 months. And second part of budget session of Parliament to begin tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.